In this week's episode, we talk about SEO and how to audit your site in 4 easy steps. Welcome to You're the Marketing Department, the show for you, the CEOs, VPs, or solo marketers inside a growing organization. Whether it's your main task or just one hat you wear, we're here to provide tips, resources, and encouragement as you perform the impossible of leading an organization as a one-man or one-woman marketing department. As always, be sure to check out our website. It's newnorth.com/podcast for more information about today's show and resources into marketing. Anyway, my name's Jacob. I'll be the host of the show today. I'm joined by John. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Jake. How about you?
Yeah, I'm kind of filled.
Yeah? What are you filled with? Joy?
Well, hold on, to give some background, so here at New North, to keep consistent posting on social, we have a social donut, which is a little foam donut we throw around the office. Mm-hmm. And the idea is you post something, throw the donut to someone else, they post something, and it's an ongoing process, so we have a big social network. And so that's great, but what happens was the donut would sit on someone's desk for like...
Right, if it sits on your desk for a week, you're obligated to buy a dozen donuts for the office. And it sat on my desk for a week, so I had to bring in a dozen donuts.
Yeah, you brought in Krispy Kreme. Now, I have higher expectations for you, John.
Oh, you don't like Krispy Kreme donuts?
Krispy Kreme is totally fine. I love it, actually. Big donut guy is one of my weaknesses. But I was hoping you were going to go to that place you were telling me about a couple days ago.
Yeah, so, you know, when it came time for me to buy my dozen donuts, my thought process was, well, let's see what donut places are available in Frederick.
Yeah.
So I Google donut shops in Frederick.
Okay.
And the closest place to us is this really hipster-looking place. And to be honest, it looked a little bit too hip for me.
You're not to that level yet?
Yeah, and the reason why is because it was vegan.
Yeah, I'd be hesitant too. With donuts that are vegan, it could go one of two ways. It could be fantastic donuts, they're all good. Or it could taste like bark.
Yeah, so I was worried about the second option being the case. So anyway, I went with Krispy Kreme, your classic Walmart fresh Krispy Kreme.
Classic, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
It's real cheap too. Anyway, so today's episode, a real good segue into the way you found this donut shop was mm-hmm. online. And that's the way people find things 90% of the time. I just pulled that number out of nowhere. But most of the time when you're looking for something, the first place you go is either family, friends, or online. And mm-hmm. go to a search engine, Google, Yahoo, whatever you use. So they go to their sources, and the way you get your website listed there is through SEO.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to talk today about that and how to audit your site. And like I said in the beginning, 4 easy steps. All right, so let's jump right into it. First of all, I mean, we got to talk about what is SEO.
Let's take a step back.
Exactly. Let's take a look at a big picture.
Are we asking the right questions?
John, what are the right questions?
That was one of them.
Okay, got it. Anyway, so SEO, I'm sure everyone knows, search engine optimization. The idea behind this is that all the search engines I talked about will mm-hmm. crawl your website for different bits of information. And so they'll read your website, and they, from there, have an algorithm that decide whether or not your website and certain pages inside your website are relevant to the searches being made.
Right.
And so the whole premise of SEO is making it as easy as possible for these search engines to read it, and using the content within your site and different techniques that we'll talk about to kind of push it and go towards the keywords you're looking for.
Right.
All right. So what's one of them, John? What's one of the steps you can take to go through your site and see if your site is optimized for search engines?
So I think the first question you want to be asking with your site when it comes to SEO is, what do I want to be found for, and what do I want to show up when people search a certain term? So the way that we do that at New North is to create something that we call a keyword sitemap. It starts with listing the SEO search terms that are relevant to your business and your website. And so, you know, you'll want to look at what your customers are searching in your industry to find the products that you're offering. And then you'll want to look at the volume of those searches, and you want to look at how relevant those searches are to your business.
Yeah, and the best way that we find to go about that, there's a lot of tools for this.
Mm-hmm.
The real simple one is Google Keyword Planner. There's a couple different options. You can put in your website page, different pages in your website, and it'll go through and recommend keywords.
Mm-hmm.
You can search individual keywords, and it'll give you recommendations kind of to add upon that and build it. Or you could also put in the category of business you're in, if it fits in one of the options that Google has for you.
Right.
But anyway, like you were saying, you put together the sitemap, and you have a list of keywords that you have.
Right. So definitely the selection of those keywords is the first step to optimizing your website, finding out what you want to optimize it for. And then from there, once you have that list of keywords, what we do is we have a list of the URLs associated with your site. So every page on your website, And then we go through and kind of match those keywords that we've come up with to pages on your website so that when users are searching, say it's a donut shop, they're searching for homemade donuts or something, mm-hmm. you have a page that's optimized for that keyword. You don't have pages competing with each other for the same keyword, but you have different pages being optimized for different keywords, so you cover the whole breadth of the sitemap. So that's what we call a keyword sitemap.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of tools, again, on the tools thing, you can use to get a sitemap. I mean, just go on Google and search like free sitemap something or other. You can put in your website and it'll do that
right,
for you.
Right, to get a list of the URLs.
And you can just site, right? export it to an Excel file.
Mm-hmm.
And then yep. you just kind of throw the keyword for each page.
Right, and you definitely want to, there's some thought behind matching keywords to pages, obviously, but I think that leads us into the second point of your site audit, which is
writing good content.
Exactly. So this is kind of the most basic component of what a lot of people think of when they think of search engine optimization, writing content that gets your pages found. There are a lot of factors that play into this. One is obviously how many pages are on your site and how frequently you're writing new content for your site.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're writing that new content, the word count actually, so how long that page is, how much content is in there, how many relevant keywords around the keyword that you're optimizing for, so related keywords are on that page.
Now, both of those make sense because, I mean, you want more content because the search engines are going to crawl your page, and so the more they have to crawl, the more they have to go off of whether or not the keywords match.
Yeah, exactly. So Google is designed to function as a user in evaluating how valuable your content is to the searches that are being made. So, you know, if you're a donut shop, Google is going to take into account words like sugary goodness.
related keywords.
Right, related keywords. And so it's kind of going to look at all of those things together in addition to the keywords that you're focusing on explicitly. So in addition to just the length of content, related keywords, there are a few kind of tricks of the trade when it comes to writing page content. One thing is definitely using different header styles, so H1s, H2s, H3s, with your keywords included in those, because Google will give more weight to keywords that are included in headings.
They're seen as more important.
Exactly. Same thing with bolded text, same thing with hyperlinks, so hyperlinking your keywords or relevant keywords. So yeah, having content of appropriate length, generally at least 300 words, and the more the better, and then including keywords in text that's different styles, so headings and hyperlinks in bold.
Yeah, and those are very similar to, actually, the third point is things like title tags, meta descriptions, mm-hmm. more the back end of the site, because that's what the search engine is going to read. And so first, I want to jump on title tags. This is really important, for those of you that don't know, if you're opening Chrome or something, some web browser, and you hover over the tab, text will pop up.
Right.
If you hold it there, that's the tag. And so that's something that the search engines see.
When you search on Google, when you see like the listing for the search result, that's generally the title tag that is pulling.
Yeah, exactly. And so that actually is really important, obviously. And mm-hmm. right underneath that in the listing, actually, is the meta description.
Right.
And so that's what you see underneath the bold header right there on the listing. Now, this is an important key. As of at least 2009, meta descriptions don't actually increase your ranking.
Right.
So Google won't take that into account when trying to decide whether you're position one or two or whatever it is. But it's still visible to users. So from a user experience point of view, and to get people to click on your listing, that's a really important factor.
Right, exactly. It's more about the click-through rate than about having it actually appear there. But
exactly,
it's still important.
Exactly. Because, I mean, you could be on number one all day, but if you have a weird meta description that doesn't match what your site's talking about, people aren't going to click on it.
Right, exactly.
So then that leads us into the fourth and final tip, John.
Yeah, so the last component of just a basic SEO audit that we have for you today is, for most businesses, this is incredibly important, is to appear high in the local search results. So there's actually a whole kind of subfield of SEO work around local optimization. One of the most important things with that will be getting your business listed in the Google My Business listings.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to want to create...
Well, before we go ahead, what are those?
Where
are those in your search results? So you search...
All right. So when people search like donut shops in Frederick, a lot of times you'll notice either what we call a snack pack, which is like this little box that Google puts up that'll have different donut shops near your location listed along mm-hmm. with a link to their website and their address. So it'll either appear there, or there's also like a sidebar box that Google will show a lot of the time. And so if you're optimizing for your Google My Business page, your site will show up in one of those two kind of image-based areas that Google likes to pull from its Google My Business listings. So that's the first step. What you're going to want to do is claim your business. Usually Google kind of recognizes that your business exists even if you haven't claimed it, but you'll want to claim that that business is your business and then start optimizing that page for search value. So putting things like what industry your business is in.
Photos.
Yeah, photos for your business, the hours your business is open, your business's phone number. Basically, whatever fields Google offers for you to fill in, the more that are filled in, the more valuable your SEO ranking will be.
And claiming the business is really, really simple. All you do is pretty much tell Google, hey, this is mine. And they'll send you a postcard with a code on it. Put the code in Google My Business listing and you're good. That's
it. Always nice to get postcards. So that's the first step. The second step would be submitting your business to other directories, registries that also do similar things. So places like Yelp, Facebook, Yellow Pages, things of that nature. There are a lot of local listings of businesses that Google actually does take into account and other search engines do take into account when they're showing those local results. So another important component of local optimization, once you've got it listed on Google My Business and in other relevant directories, is just optimizing on your page for local keywords. You want to appear in those snack packs and those sidebar images, but also just optimizing your content on page, maybe even having a page for your area, Frederick blank, your business.
Super vegan hipster Frederick donuts.
Bam, there you go. You're going to be number one for that because I mean, there is nothing else.
You're the only one trying to get that keyword.
But yeah, so just optimizing in your sitemap, you might even want to have pages that are matched up with local keywords. So that's the third component. And then finally, again, a more technical component of local optimization is something called schema markup. So it's another form of metadata that Google and other search engines recognize that gives you the chance to enter in where your business is located, the fact that your business is local to a certain area. And when Google pulls your site in search results, they'll read that schema markup and they will show your site on a local level.
But the whole idea behind this actually is all the search engines kind of came together and worked together to come up with one standard of markup so that they could easily read it. And so it's really important. It doesn't only help with Google, but it also helps with Yahoo and all the other ones.
Yeah, definitely worth doing. So there you go. Those are our four things. Just to summarize, as you're auditing your SEO, take a look at, do you have a keyword sitemap? Do you know what search terms you're optimizing for? Secondly, are you writing content to those terms that's been optimized on page for good SEO value? And third, do you have the metadata, the SEO titles, and the meta descriptions aligned with those pages? And then lastly, are you showing up well for local search results? So I think if you take those four things into account, you'll definitely be on the right road for making sure that you get found online.
Now onto our food for thought segment. So there's actually an additional little piece of information we have for you. So hold on tight.
Enjoy. You're in for a ride.
But that's offsite SEO. And so that's a whole different spectrum of SEO that we didn't really talk about. And so this is things like guest blogging. It relates to the inbound links, but having content related to your website on other websites is a fantastic way to increase your SEO and really, really will help you. We found a lot of success with this. Things like directories that John was talking about to create more backlinks. And really, when it comes to offsite SEO, it's all about relationships. So even things like you can go be a guest on a podcast and they'll link to you in their...
Yeah, you can be a guest on our podcast there if you we go. Really like you.
Send us an email. but yeah, so leveraging your relationships that you do have and pulling that relationship online. And so that's another really good way. But there's a whole bunch of information about offsite SEO. Do some research, see what you can do, what works for your business. Some things may work better for you as well. Other things may not. And that's it for today's show. So be sure to subscribe to iTunes, leave a review. We love reading reviews, seeing what you guys love about it, how we can improve. Also, be sure to check out the show notes on today's show at newnorth.com/podcast.
Yep. And as always, you can check out our LinkedIn group. You're the Marketing Department podcast at LinkedIn groups. And you can always send questions to podcast@newnorth.com. Jacob will probably be the one answering. See you next time.